Hello, this is Mark Richter with another episode of Linux for the Layman. Want to feel safe, secure, and capable when using your computer? This is for you if you want to succeed and know you can handle your computer tasks with ease. Welcome back to Linux for the Layman. Happy New Year. This is episode 23. Today we're going to talk about special uses of files and how we put them together so that they make sense in terms of intellectual organization based on physical organization. And if that hasn't confused you, keep listening. I will do my best not to do that again. We've talked about how files are organized in paths and how the path consists of a series of directory or folder names. We're going to call them directories today because there's a good reason for it. And at the end of the file path is the name of the actual file that you want to access through that path. This path can be thought of as a file cabinet that contains drawers, that contains folders, that contains actual pieces of paper. Those pieces of paper are the files, the folders, the directories. The cabinet is a directory of directories. The drawer is a directory of directories. And the entire file cabinet is the file system as a whole. Now, some of you are probably aware that many computers out there have multiple disks in them. And in Windows, those disks are called volumes, and they're mounted typically with a letter label like C colon. Linux doesn't do things like that. The naming convention of the file system is fairly flat. Slash separates directory you're in from the next directory down or the next directory up, depending on how you look at it. And slash by itself is the root of all the directories in the file system. So how do you access devices? Like, you have a disk and your root directory is on that disk, so obviously from that root directory slash you can go through the directories on that disk to get to the files that are somewhere in the network of directories as you have them organized. But what about another disk? Or to be even more specific, disks can be divided into partitions. You can have more than one partition on the same disk. If you've gotten a Windows 10 machine, you may notice that there are three or four partitions on the disk. There's the boot partition, which is also known as the UEFI. That's the secure boot partition. Then there's another partition that contains the actual OS boot. Then there's a partition that contains your Windows. That's usually your C colon partition. And there's a couple of recovery partitions in addition to that. You can see these if you look at the disk management application buried in the computer management subdirectory. In Linux, it's much more obvious. I've talked about the df command before to display files, probably. That's my guess is what it stands for. That will show you what disks you have on your system and where they are loaded. For a brief virtual example through my voice, my df shows me I have a temporary file system. Actually, there are four of them. One's under slash one, one's under slash run lock, one's under slash run slash QEMU, and one's slash dev slash SHM. That's a pseudo directory for the shared memory access. Technical terms for people who program. There are other somewhat more interesting ones. I have slash dev slash SDA1, which is hard drive A partition 1, which is the slash boot slash EFI partition. That's where the UEFI lives. That's the real boot partition that determines your controls your secure boot. I have slash dev slash SDA2, which is disk A partition number two, that's my slash. That's where the root of my file system is actually mounted. I have three other disks, slash dev slash sdc1, which is where my slash home lives, slash dev slash sdd1, which is one I call htera, and slash dev slash sdb1, which is what I call slash ttera. Now, how do these have anything to do with each other? The operating system boots up from slash. It knows where that is. And the device that that is mounted on is slash dev, which means device, slash SDA1. SDA is, I believe it's SCSI Disk A, partition 1. SCSI Disk A is an actual disk drive. In the case of my desktop that I'm working on, it's an SSD, a solid state drive, because I wanted a very fast boot partition. But then my slash home directory is mounted on slash dev slash sdc1. That's disk C, partition 1. That's a different disk altogether. But it says it's in slash home. And it's not on the same disk as the slash partition, which is the root. So how does that work? In Linux, what we can do is we can mount something, let's call it a disk right now, on any directory anywhere. Even if there's something in that directory, you can mount a disk or something, let's call it a disk, on top of that. And what that does is it hides what's actually in that partition or in that directory and substitutes a mapping from that directory to the disk. So, if that sounds confusing, remember I said my root partition is on slash dev slash SDA2, but my slash home is on slash dev slash SDC1. That's a different disk. But I told the system to mount slash home on that disk, and the system then knows that to go to slash home, it doesn't go to the root disk, it actually goes to the mount point slash home. It's like you had a disk pack that you put on the machine and said, this maps to this directory in the root partition, and that's how the file system knows to go there. Here's another example. When you plug in a flash drive, it's a separate directory that lives on this flash drive. It's treated as a disk, but it has to be mounted somewhere. In Windows, it gets mounted on a different volume. Typically, if I recall correctly, the D colon drive is reserved for the CD-ROM or DVD-ROM drive that you have, so it would get mounted on the E colon drive when you plug in your flash drive. In Linux, if you plug in the flash drive, typically it will get mounted in slash media slash your username slash whatever the name of that disk drive is. Typically, that'll be some sequence of numbers, unless you've given the flash drive a label, you've named it, and then it will get mounted under slash media slash your username slash the name of the disk. And you can then access the files on the disk using that path. Now, the device address of this thing that the OS knows about, slash dev slash something, because all devices are mapped to the slash dev, you can't access them through the file system that way. There are other applications that you can use that do directly access the disk drives. One of them, for example, is a command called dd, which is for direct disk, that lets you read and write the actual sectors on the disk directly rather than going through the file system. It's a very powerful and potentially dangerous command, and I recommend you become very good at using commands before you even consider doing that. The slash dev directory is for operating system use to access the actual devices directly. The file system under slash, slash home, slash usr, slash etc, That is for you to use applications to use the file system to access files. So if you want to open a file that's in slash home, your slash home directory may live on a separate disk from your root disk. The next little bit of flexibility that's offered by the file system is called links. Links are how you can have one file entry point to another one. Now, in Linux, there are two ways you can do this. You can have a symbolic link, which is the name of a file that the operating system knows actually isn't there, it's somewhere else, and it symbolically points to the actual file that you want to access. The second way are called hard links, and those are only available on the same device. So if I have a file, say slash home slash documents slash my journal dot doc, but I also want to be able to access it from a different directory, from say my downloads directory slash home slash my user ID slash downloads, and I want to call it the same thing, my journal dot doc, I can make that a hard link. What that means in the system is I tell it to link those two files' names together. And what that means is they actually are the same file. I can access them through either name, but whatever change I make in one will change the file that is still linked to from both directories. So if I look at it from the other directory, it will have the same changes I just made from the one directory because it's really the same file. That's what a hard link is. It means it's the same file. In Windows, there were corollaries to symbolic links where you could say this, I think they actually were called links. That way you could do things like put a link on your desktop that points to an application that's somewhere else. So a soft link is like a pointer. It says, use this name to access that file. And hard links are, use this name to access this file here or here, but it's the same file. And the reason this works is because the way file systems are organized in Linux is that every file is represented by an entity in the directory called an inode. And the inode contains the information about the file that you see, including its mapping, its name, and what directory it lives in. You can, with the link command, with a hard link, you can make the name in another directory to point to the same inode as the name in the first. So the one in home, my home slash documents slash my journal dot doc is the entry in that directory. It points to the actual file on the disk. The entry my home directory slash downloads slash my journal dot doc has the same inode reference, so they actually use the same file with two different names. Now, that's a bit confusing. Play with the ln command. Welcome back. This has been Linux for the Layman, episode 23. We're talking about special directories, mount points, and hard links, and soft links. Let's see what we come up with next time. I apologize for the long delay. I started a new full-time job, and it has been very much more time-consuming than I realized it would be. Now that I've been there for a couple of months, I can get back to this. I can promise that I won't be doing podcasts once a week. I will do my best to make them at least once a month. And if there's a delay, bear with me. I'll get back to you. This has been Linux for the Layman, episode 23. Thank you for listening. If you like this, let me know. If you don't like this, let me know. If you have questions, let me know. My email is on the website, linuxforthelayman@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now.